Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay? I am not offended. Okay? Your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. Episode 15. Why ask for the truth if you can't handle the truth? I think being able to handle the truth comes with age and maturity and experience. When you're young and you're dumb and you're naive and you still believe in love over the truth of who a person is imperfectly, you still gotta hit your ass when it comes to relationships. And once you hit your ass on the flow, on the bottom of the pits of hell, when it comes to relationships, that person who was optimistic, that person who was hopeful, that person who was open, wide open, for a person is going to die. And then a new person is going to be born.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
New person who realizes I have to save a certain level of peace and sanity for me in all relationships. And then whoever I'm with has to earn or develop my openness or my more, right? You learn to conserve some of yourself, right? And a lot of women want to hear what sounds good, and men don't want to deal with a woman's feelings. So women want they want what they want to believe to be the truth. Let me say that one more time. Women want what they want to believe to be the truth. They don't necessarily want the truth. Okay? I had to make myself okay with disappointment. I had to make myself okay with the truth, whether I liked it or not. And I had to tell many men, do not worry about my feelings first. Tell me the truth and let me be responsible for my feelings. Let me be responsible for my reactions. Tell me the truth so I can make the right decision for myself. I want to be responsible for me, even if you love me in the way that you love me. Because nobody will ever and should ever be able to top the way you love yourself, the way you show up for yourself, the way you're respecting yourself. Because that's going to keep you grounded. If you say something as a man that I don't like, I want to hear it and I want to decide what to do with it. But I think when it comes to people not telling the truth or lying or holding in information, what people truly are mad about is you not giving them the time or the space to make a decision on if they wanted to deal with that or not. If they wanted to stick around with your lies or not. If they wanted to still be with you despite you telling them the truth and them not liking it. So if you really respect a person, give them the space to decide, despite the truth that I don't like, I still want to stick this through with you. Ultimate respect. So my question is, men, just pray that you don't have a crash out woman that you tell the truth to. And that comes with you really getting to know a person, which a lot of people don't do these days. And that's on you. And the reaction that that woman has without you knowing her truly, you're going to have to eat that. Is she sane? Does she have shit to lose? Because y'all really should be talking to women who have shit to lose. Do y'all live separately? I would hope so. Because if you live together with the person that you're lying to, that you might be cheating on, that you're not being on the up and up with, who knows what can happen, okay? That's going to be a long-ass breakup. Women understand what the truth means. That's why most women play dumb when they know you're lying. And that's the truth right there. So I feel like I've graduated from wanting to be in relationships where I know people are lying. I've graduated from wanting to just be within the thrill of it, look for the best in a person. I've graduated from that. If I don't see it, if you're not showing me, if you're not proving to me that you're willing to show up for yourself, stay consistent for yourself, I'm not going to look for you to do that for me. I'm not going to look for you to get better, because you're seeing that whether or not you get better, I'm sticking there. Which is going to make you not want to get better because there's no motivation to. There's no changes. And if you stay with somebody with their bad habits and you show up for them and you do the best for them within their bad habits, they have no motivation and no reason to get better because you're just staying there regardless of what they do. So make a decision on what you want to do. But you got to be ready and mature and willing to handle the truth that you're asking for.